This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Hour number two begins with Todd Liebo joining us here in the program for a little episode of The Feud. We need a contestant right now, 913-3810-810. If you'd like to play The Feud, play for a gift card to Hen House where you can get things like that Halloween message cookie. You know, I'm talking about a big kind of like cookie cake with all the frosting and everything with the Halloween decorations on it. They got you covered at the bakery at Hen House. Spooky and delicious cupcakes. They've got those as well. Take advantage of it. Always great specials throughout the Hen House. You can get more details at henhouse.com. Like grab yourself some 12 packs of Corona, Corona Light, Corona Premier. You can get them right now on special at the Harry's Brewery. You can get two for 27, two 12-pack, 12-ounce bottles right now for two for $27. So take advantage of it at your neighborhood Hen House. Always specials there on the national brands as well as the craft brands. We will give a lucky contestant, if they're good enough to win The Feud, a gift card to do some shopping at Hen House. Todd Liebo, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Ready to go. Is it going to be like not 35 degrees coming up in a couple of days? I'm done with whatever this is we're dealing with right now already. Finished.
That is the word. In fact, I believe it's supposed to be like 60, 61, 62 last time I checked for Halloween.
That's nice. Blue Saturday. Moon on Halloween as well.
It's 43 right now.
Oh, that's so nice.
It does not feel like 43.
It does not. No.
It does not feel like 43. My phone says 49. I was out earlier, and it did not feel like 43.
40s? Didn't feel like 40s when you're out? No.
I was smoking a cig last break. It wasn't that bad.
That's wonderful.
Really? Well, maybe it's warmed up.
Getting that hot smoke in your lungs always warms you up.
But it's always warmer. It's always cooler near the lake, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because I'm down. I am, what, 2 miles closer, so there you go. I will tell you, yes, I'm seeing 62 on Saturday. 55 on Friday, Todd. 62 on Saturday.
Sign me up.
51 on Sunday. Of course, when I'll be trying to get out and about, it's going to be the coldest. This says right here it's 69 next Thursday.
Mm, there we go.
And this is always gold, right? The weather apps on the phone, they never miss.
Nope. That far out, crushed it.
No. Yeah.
But there is a full moon on Halloween night. That's good spooky stuff for the kids. And it's a blue moon because it's the second full moon in a month. So there you go.
Dip, 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 dip.
That's a wonderful planet, beautiful planet out there.
Does it? When you like say that. Blue moon, is that just what it is when it's the second one?
Yeah, or that's an astronomical thing. If the second blue, second full moon in a month, which doesn't happen all the time, that's why it's called once in a blue moon. It's fairly rare that it happens because there was one on October 1st. Now there's going to be one October 31st. So there you go. Now,
yeah, super
the
rare.
More you know.
Twice in one month, so rare.
Did you have your telescope out when you when we could see, what was it, Saturn or Venus? I can't remember which one. I guess both of them were actually much more
visible. About a month ago, there was a few of them out there. You could see them with your just naked eyes. Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
All right, I'm still waiting for my son to take his telescope to his house. That seems like a good thing for him to take this weekend. How about that? You have your own house now. Get your crap out of my place. Made him take his golf clubs last week.
This is a segment we like to call Astronomy and Parenting with Liebo.
That's perfect.
And we will now turn the corner and play The Feud. We've got a contestant. That contestant's name is Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, guys.
All right. If you're going to play The Feud, you know you have a decision to make. Are you going to play with me, Todd Liebo, or Curtis Siebold?
I'm going to play with you, Sarin.
All right, let's do it. It's going to be me and Jeff against you two schmoes. Jeff, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, he's going to go first. And do you know how to buzz in, Jeff?
Just say your name, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Can we test your buzzer?
Jeff.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, it's working.
We're you may want to go chant. Quicker. Yeah.
Yeah. Deliberate. Yeah, I like it.
Just yeah, buzz it out there. All right, who's going first for you boys?
I'll go
you,
first. Curtis.
You went first last time.
Curtis is going first.
Okay, let's do it. Let's make this thing happen, Jed.
Curtis and Jeff, I hope you both are ready to play. We surveyed some people.
Jeff!
Sorry.
Well, I guess, Jeff, you have to answer, man. Go for it. In all honesty, we surveyed some people who follow me on Twitter. I asked them. We got the top eight answers.
Type.
Name something you rent.
Curtis. A movie.
Dang.
Movie was there. That was the seventh best answer. Jeff, chance to steal.
I'm going to say Tools.
Tools were there. That was the fifth best answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Wait, who won?
Jeff.
Jeff did.
And Seren.
So Jeff and Seren.
We're better. Guys... Oh, we want to play.
Yeah,
we?
We'll play this. We'll play this for sure.
Absolutely. Seren, over to you, buddy. Name something.
Okay,
you rent.
Okay, so what's been said so far?
The answers that have been taken: number 5, Tools, and number 7, movie.
I'm gonna go with a car. You rent a car.
Shimony Christmas.
Car was your third best answer.
That's only third? That's
I'm
what I lamented the most.
I'll go with rent a house.
House was your eighth best answer.
Wow.
Rent is that funky.
Does that cover all dwellings?
It does not cover all dwellings.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm gonna say you rent a condo.
Condo, not on the board.
You rent a condo more than you rent a house.
I don't know, man. Michael Scott owned a condo on The Office.
That's what she said.
Does condo fall under apartment, or can you say apartment too?
Apartment is an independent answer. Is that your answer?
Okay, I'll take an apartment, yeah.
Apartment was your top answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's number one.
All right.
Curtis.
That's so
I know.
Bad.
the guy who's rented an apartment for 16 years did not get an apartment.
I'm going to go, you rent a tux?
Ooh. Oh, tux, wow. Not on the board. Not
always buy, Petra. Always buy.
Not everyone's as fancy as you, Seren.
I guess.
Two strikes, Jeff. Lots of pressure.
How many tuxedos do you have now, Seren?
Yeah.
I don't.
You're
I rent.
Still tied with me at zero?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. And will be for life.
Forever.
I'm going to say maybe, I'm going to say rent a boat.
Boat on the board. That's number 6.
You ever rented a boat, Petro?
I have.
Many
That's
times.
What I had. That was the other thing I had down. Or do you think my answers have been ass, Todd?
Well, you have gotten two strikes, so you'd be
know,
the judge.
But I think they're pretty good.
Petro, back over to you. Let's hear another one of these ass answers.
It's going to be because I'm out of them. Rent a... What's been said again?
The answers that have been taken. Number 1, apartment. 3, car. 5, tools. 6, boat. 7, movie. 8, house. But not a movie, house. Independent properties there.
So movie would count like DVD?
Yeah, movie, DVD,
VHS,
a Betamax.
Laser disc.
Oh, yeah. Good old laser disc.
Shut up, you idiots. I'm going to go with you rent. I thought tux was gold, man. You rent you rent shoes, bowling shoes. Like, so shoes, I'm going to say.
Shoes,
God,
not
bless.
On the board. That's 3 strikes.
Number 2 is out there.
Lebo wow. And Curtis, chance to steal.
What am I missing?
Like storage space, office space, or?
You can rent an RV. That's a hot thing now because people are going on these driving vacations. I don't know if like a moving truck would fit under the same thing. Ooh. As you take your
tools.
Moving truck to your apartment that you rented.
Tools.
But I don't know if that counts as a car.
I bet it doesn't. Moving truck's pretty good.
It's really a
or
tool
RV.
Tool.
What do you like?
I like moving truck.
We're going with Curtis.
Is that your guys' final answer?
Yes. Hey!
U-Haul/moving truck was there. That was your 4th best answer. The answer that you did not get, number 2, hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh.
Never been there. I don't know.
79
Thinking that is rent. That's
what are you doing?
I'm renting a hotel room.
You're buying it for 2 nights?
I guess that's kind of a rental.
2 nights a day. Yeah. You're just buying
it. You don't usually say you're going to rent a hotel, but it is kind of what you're doing, I guess.
So
speaking of that category...
that category? Ass.
No, I loved it.
Why? Because you sucked at it?
Yes.
To rent.
Of course that's why.
How many did they get?
They got 79 points over to Curtis and Lebo. All right, let's press forward. Lebo and Soren.
Okay.
We surveyed some people on I don't even know how to talk anymore. People on Twitter who follow me answered this question. We got the top eight answers. Past or present, name a Seattle Seahawk.
Soren.
Lebo.
Give it to Petro.
Okay,
he's on delay. Give it to Petro.
Petro, you get it.
I think it was name a Seattle Seahawks, so I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
Let Russ cook. Top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Oh, I think we want to play, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, I'll play. As long as you don't keep getting all three X's, we'll play.
Jeff wins, no matter what.
Yes,
Jeff,
he
are you free most days from 2 to 6?
Yes, he did.
Quite a mouth on you there, Jeff. Okay.
Oh, Jeff, we seem to have lost you.
Yeah. No. Don't screw this up, Jeff.
Jeff, over to you, my friend. You're getting hen house one way or another. It doesn't matter.
All right, you said past or present?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll go. Oh, I'll go Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander,
MVPs
not on the board.
Need not apply.
Jeff, I'd like to officially notify you that I will not be getting three X's in this category.
Boom.
I'm going to go old school and say Steve Largent.
Largent was there. That's your third best answer.
Okay. I will go Tyler Lockett.
Lockett was there. Bad That's call. Your fourth best answer.
Not bad. Where are they going? Where are they going? God bless. I don't know. Do I
go get that older? Drop, please.
Cortez
that was uncomfortable. Cortez Kennedy was the eighth best answer.
That's a good one. What about that, Jeff?
I'm going to go, I don't know if they're more relevant or they're more... Let's go with.
Need an answer.
Let's go, Brian Bosworth.
Wow. Nice. Bos was there. Wow. That's the sixth best answer.
When was this put out? When did you put this on the market?
I don't know. Maybe like 3-4 weeks ago at the most.
Yeah, really? I'm going to try DK Metcalf.
Metcalf not on the board. Two strikes. Jeff,
sucks.
Over to you, buddy.
Yeah, why would you get that guy, right? Nobody's talking about him now.
Well, he didn't run down homeboy when I put this out.
I mean, staying with old school, I guess I'll go with Ricky Waters.
Running Ricky Waters not on the board. Three strikes. Curtis and Lebo, chance to steal.
Dave Craig.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah. Walter,
Frank Clark.
Walter Jones.
Good one.
Jim Zorn's probably not going to make it. I think
sure, he's there.
Dave,
go for it.
Dave Craig or Frank Clark, they're the Chiefs connections.
Yeah. Dave Craig played here.
And Frank Clark's your dog. So.
Yeah, and Frank Clark, I'm his dog. So.
Through the past.
Or Richard
win
Sherman.
The game.
How many are left?
There are one, two, three. Three answers.
Those might be the three. No, you were hot last time. You take the answer.
No, I'm pawning
need
off
an answer.
You.
Frank Clark.
Frank Clark not on the board. The answers
Dave,
you did
Dave
not
Craig's
get.
Dave Craig's definitely there.
Number two, Dave Craig in his
Jesus.
Small hands. Number five, Jim Zorn. And number seven, Warren Moon. No one got Warren Moon for some reason.
What did we get? 100?
65 points over to Jeff and Soren, making it 79 to 65. Barn burner of an addition.
I'll be playing this one a while.
Let's hope not. I only printed out eight categories. Curtis, Jeff. You both are ready to play, I assume.
Yeah. More or less.
Top eight answers on the board. We asked some people who follow me on Twitter, name a type of bagel.
Curtis. Yeah.
Curtis.
Cinnamon raisin.
That was there. That's the fourth best answer. Jeff, chance to steal.
Joke.
I'm not a bagel guy. Plain bagel.
Snoopy?
Plain bagel was the third best answer.
Yeah!
Would you guys like to play or pass?
Oh. Well, we're going to play. Don't you think, Jeff?
Pepe
I'm a fat ass. I
all
love
right,
me some bagels.
There you go.
I'm gonna go with the everything bagel.
Everything bagel was there. That was your second best answer.
What do we have so far, and what ranking? What numbers are they?
Number two, everything. Number three, plain. And number four, cinnamon raisin.
Cinnamon raisin. sesame seed bagel? Is
that... Yep. Sesame seed was there. That was seventh best answer. Actually, I had one of those for lunch.
I'm going to go with poppy seed.
Poppy seed, sixth best answer. That's why Elaine failed the drug test.
Types of bagels. Wheat bagel? Is that a bagel?
Yeah, that is.
Wheat
that
bagel
is.
Was not,
not
on the board. You obviously don't follow the show, not the health nuts.
What's been said again? I'm sorry.
Everything
is written down.
Was number two.
Said? Are you truly
plain
sorry?
Was number
I, well, because if I say raisin, the answer again, I get buzzed, right. And so I gotta make
poppy
sure what's been said.
Was number six, and sesame seed was number seven.
Poppy, sesame, and what else?
Everything. Two, plain. Three, cinnamon raisin. Four.
So number one is still there.
One still on the board.
Mm. Oh crap!
Crap bagel. I don't want
buzzing.
I'm going to go with garlic.
Crap biscuit.
Garlic.
No? Not on the board.
You know,
two
but that's
strikes.
A crap bagel either. The garlic stinks.
Yeah.
I mean,
literally.
Seriously.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good.
That's why I don't like it.
It's true.
Jeff, over to you, buddy. Two strikes.
Oh, I had a friend just text me and say pumpernickel bagel.
Pumpernickel. Not on the board.
You know what
friend.
Pumpernickel means
fruits.
In German?
No.
He's devil's
not my
fart.
True. Is it back to me?
No, that's
no,
three
strikes.
No!
Yeah,
yes. No!
Yes.
I have so many written down!
Well, you should have guessed those earlier. Why were you so bad earlier?
I think we're going blueberry, right?
Yeah.
We're going blueberry.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Blueberry was there. That's your top answer.
Yeah.
The answers that you did
onion?
Not get.
Cheese.
Number five, chocolate chip. And number eight, Asiago cheese.
Asiago.
That's a cheese.
Yeah,
Asiago
let's see cheese, here. Yeah. 87 additional points over to Curtis and Todd.
166.
166, 265.
Devil's fart.
Devil's fart. Oh, my. This is getting
is
dicey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what, according to Lebo.
Google that. I'm teaching you
I'm
things
I'm not going
today.
To Google devil's fart.
Yes,
no,
you are.
Google pumpernickel.
I'm not Googling that either. All right. Lebo, Soren, we surveyed 100 of our fine listeners or people who follow me on Twitter. I asked them for the top eight answers when the question was, past or present, name a Las Vegas.
Soren.
Petro.
Oh, you didn't finish the question. I'm going to say Derek Carr.
Derek Carr was your second best answer. Lebo, the rest of the question was past or present, name any Las Vegas / Oakland / Los Angeles Raider.
This number one is out there?
Mm-hmm.
Since Brian Bosworth made the other list, I'm going to say Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson was your top answer.
Nah.
Do you guys like to play or pass?
Son of a...
Got to play, man.
God, this is a tough one, too. There's so many.
K-Smoke.
It's crap.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen was the third best answer. Lebo?
Jim Plunkett. Buzz.
That's awful. Plunkett, not on the board. We call that pulling a siren.
Just one, two. Tim Brown.
Tim Brown,
Hall of Fame.
Better known as the Seahawk.
Was he?
I don't know.
I don't think he played anywhere else. I think he actually played his whole life there.
I'm thinking of another guy. Two strikes, Lebo. A lot of pressure.
I'm aware.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Don't screw it up.
I'm going to screw it up because I'm just going to name like a Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning quarterback like Ken Stabler.
Is that your answer
yes.
again?
Of course.
Wow.
Ken Stabler, not on the board. Oh, actually.
Oh, wait. Dang.
Ken Stabler was the fifth best answer. I didn't think he was there. So Curtis
no,
Beck,
no, no. I object. You can't go back.
Because I'm an idiot? I don't think that's – if you listen to the show, that's part of the rules every week is I'm just a doofus and mess this up often. You would have gotten the same benefit.
I'm going to go Howie Long.
Yeah, Howie Long, not on the board. So it didn't matter. You got one less answer. You weren't going to guess Ken Stabler.
Sure, I might have.
Just give you more points is all I did.
Exactly. You got this.
Is it over to us?
Yes, it is.
All right, so what's three
Hall
how many answers?
All we did.
There are four remaining and four
and how many? What's been said and what number were they?
One, two, three, I think.
Number one, Bo Jackson. Two, Derek Carr. Three, Marcus Allen. And five, Ken Stabler.
And so there's four, six, seven, Richard? And eight.
Rich Gannon, okay. What do you think, Rich? Or what do you think, Saran?
I have written down Gannon, Plunkett, Waller and Jacobs, if anyone's a fantasy player now and might have had one of those guys on their team, those are the other guys.
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs had the big game against the Chiefs, but I don't think it'd be him. But Waller and Jacobs are the fantasy guys. And then, Todd Christensen. I do like Gannon. Gannon's got the Chiefs connection there. You know, since Stabler was there, I would think Plunkett would be there.
Yeah.
I think Lebo already guessed Plunkett.
Yeah, but go ahead and try.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was just guessing Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and didn't work.
No. Shut your hole.
Shut your mouth.
No one would ever guess a punter, right?
So, Ray Guy, is that what you're thinking?
Him or Leckler. I mean, Leckler was there forever, too.
That's like, true.
Are you good with Gannon?
I am good with Gannon if you're good with Gannon.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Final
we'll go
answer.
Gannon.
Rich Gannon was there. That was your fourth best answer. 84 points over to Seren and Jeff. The answers you did not get. Number 6, Ray Guy.
Punter.
Number 7, Lyle Alzado.
Alzado.
Whatever. And Sebastian Janikowski was your 8th best answer.
Fatikowski made it.
Kicker. That's all awesome. The kickers. Yeah.
Wow, that's
none of the quarterbacks, all the kickers,
Rich made it.
Rich and Stabler, so other than those two, none.
Come on, Jeff, get tough.
Curtis, Jeff, this will be for the game.
I'm ready.
Hopefully.
Maybe. I mean, there's no guarantees.
No, we don't know that. All right, we surveyed some people who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers. I asked them, name something you find in your glove box.
Curtis.
Jeff.
Curtis.
Insurance, car insurance.
Insurance was your 2nd best answer. Jeff, chance to steal.
That's your 2nd best answer? I want to go, I don't know who these people are, but a gun.
Gun was there, but that was the 6th best answer. Lebo and Curtis, would you guys like to play or pass?
Play, right?
Yeah.
Todrick?
I'm talking out loud here. This is not an answer.
Well, you're staring right at me.
It's like they say license and registration. Does the registration count as your insurance? Or
no.
Registration.
Registration was your top answer.
Damn. Wow. Like an owner's manual.
Kurt Dog.
Damn.
That was the 4th best answer.
Keep a it's not as effective as the gun, but like a flashlight, you know?
Flashlight was there. That's your 7th
Damn!
Best answer.
I got one more that I feel pretty good about, though.
I'm going to take it from you. Napkins.
Oh, napkins
you son of
was
a...
the 3rd best answer.
I knew what you were going.
You scumbag.
It's almost like we've known each other for 20 years.
5-8 on the board.
Gosh, I'm going to have to go back in time. You got some CDs in there, man? Music?
No CDs, 1 strike. K-Dog?
Snacks?
Obviously, in Curtis's glove box, not everyone.
Let me tell you something. I had snacks written down, and you'd think it'd be for my fat ass, but my wife has got a freaking rolling carb factory in that van. I figured anyone with kids would probably have snacks in there.
Give it to me real quick. Surin, listen as we write them down.
Number 1, registration. Number 2, insurance card. Number 3, napkins. Number 4, owner's manual. Number 5, blank. Number 6, gun. Number 7, flashlight. Number 8, blank. So you guys have 2 strikes. This is a lot of pressure on you.
5-8 right here is what we have left. In my glove box, I have the stupid wheel lock thing that you have to take to get the tires done. So the little wheel lock deal.
Yeah. Wheel lock deal, not on the board. 3 strikes.
That's it?
Yep.
That's it.
Okay. So are like sanitary wipes, you
that
know,
would have been a napkin.
That would have been napkin? Okay, that's what I was going to ask. All right. Then I have phone charger, first aid kit, pen and paper, and a tire gauge written down.
Yeah,
and Darren Waller, but I should cross that one out.
Gardettos.
Big Tiger.
I like first aid kit. I was thinking old school, I highly doubt, but a map. But a
that's
map
with my CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just cassette tapes.
CDs. So,
I keep like a phone.
I keep like a phone cord, you know, like you can plug your phone in and charge it up. So
need an answer, boys.
I keep that.
I like first aid kits, Ren. I think that's a good one. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I like a pen and paper would be my last one. I have a pen and paper in there to jot down things. But
on napkins.
I there's two left, and I guarantee you it's two of either tire gauge, phone charger, and first aid. You want to go first aid?
Yeah, I like first aid. That's a good one.
We're going to go first aid kit.
Oh!
Son of
a...
First aid kit was not on the board.
You
the
keep that in your trunk,
that
man.
You did not
ice
get.
Ice scraper.
Number in your glove box?
If it's a little one.
No. The answer is that you did not get. Number five, tire gauge.
Son of a...
And number eight, map slash atlas.
Oh, the atlas!
Oh!
86 points over to K-Dog and Lebo. That's
two,
a lot of points.
5-2, I think.
Heartbreaking.
I can't believe that someone has a damn map and not a CD. Come on!
Oh, my God. Oh, that is the worst defeat I've ever experienced.
252 if you
want
to write that down, Petro.
Well, I mean, it's the first one. The first one's always
the
hardest.
First one's the worst.
It is. It is. When you lose that first time, it just sucks. It just really sucks. You know what, Jeff? I can't let you take the loss, though. That was on me. Really, it was on you for not standing up for Matt. But I'm still going to hook you up with a gift card to Hen House, buddy. So you're still going to be a winner in my book. You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. We'll get some information from Jeff. Jeff's going to Hen House, where he can do some shopping, like if you want to grab yourself some chili. They got all the fixings you need for chili. They got the cornbread fresh from the bakery, 18 ounces, just $3.49 each. You can get some lean ground beef, 93% lean beef, ground fresh several times each day. Perfect for the chili. It's all at your neighborhood Hen House Market. Go to henhouse.com to see all these specials and more.
The program with Soren Petro.
Do the show, bitch.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the good sense into the hour answer. Dodgers broke a streak of 13 consecutive playoff appearances without a World Series title last night. Two franchises have had a longer one. Name either one.
Are the A's up there?
A's are tied. They have 13 also.
My guess was Braves.
Correct. Braves?
Braves have the longest, 16. And that is active from 1995 to now. They have the longest one ever.
Wow.
And there's one more?
There's one more that's more than 13 but less than 16.
So that's...
I wonder, the Brewers haven't been in it enough
they
for
haven't
it
been
to
enough.
Be them.
But Cleveland hasn't won the World Series since the 50s, but they haven't gone a lot. They went a lot in the 90s, though.
They did. That's not bad. That's a pretty good one.
Indians are tied with 13.
13.
So Indians and A's. Ooh. Indians, A's, and Dodgers at 13.
The Twins are on the rise on that.
They're getting close.
They've got that streak of not winning a game.
Yeah. They've lost 18 straight games.
Games.
Which is
not good.
Crazy.
Reds? I don't know.
It went over 100 years. The Chicago Cubs, 14 straight, from 06 to 16. They didn't go a lot, but when your streak's 110 years.
You go every 8-9 years, whatever. It
didn't take much. Yeah, the Cubs was 14, Braves 16, and theirs is active.
By the way, playing for Good Sense there, you know, you can order your Good Sense with a couple of taps of your smartphone with the Good Sense app. It's how I order. Do it at the soccer field with the little one. Order it up and it's ready. We drive, we get done with soccer and go over there and pick it up. You can save your favorites in there. And it keeps track of your loyalty points. 10% back you get if you're signed up for the Loyalty Club. Go to GoodSenseSubs.com. Remember, they bake the bread fresh twice each day. They slice the meats and cheeses right in front of you. That ain't the easiest way to do it. It's the best way to do it. It's what gives you the best sandwich. Founded in Lenexa, locally owned and operated. It's your neighborhood Good Sense. Todd, you listened into a little Adam Gase earlier. Is that correct?
I did. About 2:15 today, they had a conference call. And I'm not going to play anything about Le'Veon Bell because it's mostly boring. All right, Le'Veon Bell played there. It didn't work out. He doesn't hate him. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the best thing that boring Adam Gase said the whole time during this was his glowing praise for Patrick Mahomes, which doesn't seem to be... It's never-ending stuff for everybody because he's played so well. But Coach Gase says you just can't expect Patrick Mahomes to come out and lay an egg.
I don't know how to – I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play as well as he does, as consistently as he does. I mean, I just know that this guy is unbelievable to watch. You know, it's – when you're watching him and you're not playing him, like he's He's exciting to watch. I mean, all the things he does, like, I mean, it just looks like he's playing at a different speed than everybody else. It's not fast for him. I mean, he's just so in control of the game. It's unbelievable to watch. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, ever since that first game that he actually was able to start when Alex was there, and then ever since then, it's just, you know, he never has a bad game. He always, it's just so consistent on him playing well. I mean, it's something that I don't know if we've ever really seen anybody play this well as many games in a row as he does.
It was Adam Gase on Patrick Mahomes. He was basically just fawning and couldn't even come up with words for it. But when you're 0-6 and this is what you're looking at, I get it, man.
It's also kind of his way of saying, like, well, this is why I don't win, because I don't have one of those.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold's not that.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I hear there, just because Adam Gase seems to be like, I don't know, how was he on that call, Todd?
It's pretty boring. I mean, you know, he didn't obviously wasn't to talk about Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he got asked about 7 questions about it, and it was just like, you know, whatever. I mean, he wasn't going to say why it didn't work out. He wasn't going to say anything bad about him. He wasn't surprised he went to the Chiefs. You know, it's all that. But when he's asked about Mahomes, he just kind of lit up. You know, but you get that a lot from some of these guys, especially guys who like offense, right? You know, and they see what they're up against. It's interesting, you know, I asked a couple of guys in the Chiefs calls today about, you know, what's dangerous about the Jets, and all they talked about was themselves. You know, the Jets know their problem is the Chiefs, and the Chiefs know their problem is the Chiefs, right? The Jets are not the problem in this equation for either team.
Not even involved.
No.
It's like, I mean, honestly, do you just game plan for Carolina this week? I mean, do you take the week and decide to – you know, prep for one of the bigger games, some extra bucks prep and not even worry about the Jets?
I mean, maybe. I mean, but you got to watch it. I mean, Coach is right. The weird things happen. But it would be as big an upset as there's ever been in regular season football for the Chiefs to lose this game.
There have been 13 20-point favorites in the NFL since the merger. Chiefs right now are hovering below that at 19.5. But there have been 13 20-point favorites. The 20-point favorite is 13-0 outright, but just 3-10 against the number.
Right. Yeah. So you just go out and you kind of probably roll your helmet out there and win by 14.
There you go.
Which would be fine, right?
Yeah. I like that.
All right. Play a quick one here from Eli Drinkwitz. They've got the big game against Florida coming up this weekend, and you know Coach Drinkwitz is a younger coach, right? And you think he would be someone who embraces analytics, and he does. I thought this was interesting today on the SEC call, where he kind of doubts a little bit of some of the things he's done, but sees this happening in other sports as well.
It does play into effect, you know, your third downs sequencing, whether or not you're in a go for it situation on fourth downs. Obviously, you got to use it late in the game. You know, had it dialed up for us late in the Kentucky game. And again, you know, that there's always discrepancies. You know, we got our analytics report, and it says I was right to go for it on fourth down. I felt like I was dead wrong, needed to make it a 2-score game there in the third quarter. So there's still some discrepancies, you know, in analytics. I think the thing that you got to always understand is there is an emotional aspect to the game. You know, just like World Series analytics says, take the pitcher out. Emotions say leave him in because he's pitching good. So I think it's a balancing act.
Definitely a balancing act. He's referring to that 21-play drive where they end up getting nothing against Kentucky. And he says their report came back and said you did the right thing. So you just – it's like, you know, if you're playing blackjack, are you going to hit or not hit? You don't waffle on it like I do. You just do what you do. And I think Eli Drinkwitz is fine with following the analytics they give him, even though sometimes he's like, I don't think I like this.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the blackjack analogy because I think that's exactly right. Right? You can win a couple of bucks playing blackjack if you don't sit there all day. But if you sit there all day, eventually the math is going to eat you up. So if you want to win, you've got to adhere to the math of like don't be hitting an 18 because the dealer's got a 10. Right? You got to just ride it out. But there are moments that you got to go for it. Mm-hmm. And to me, those moments in blackjack are with double downs and splits and things like that. That's where you have an opportunity, and you have to be aggressive on those things. And you can't just bet the same thing the whole time or you're going to lose. I think it's the same thing in football. Like you adhere to them, but there are moments you got to go for it.
Yeah.
And you know, to the Rays, you know, to that point, they went for it and it blew up.
Yeah. Right? Sometimes but it doesn't work.
But I also think staying with Blake Snell would have been going for it, right? Like, right. No, I'm staying here. And so, yeah, listen, I think Drinkwitz gets it. I think he gets it in every aspect of the game. Every aspect of the game. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen's, you know, swimming upstream compared to what you usually hear. We'll hear that next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
Gosh, I was such a reject in school. If only someone could have just stuffed food down the front of my pants, and I felt so much more important.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We're talking to Todd Lebo, Vice President of Sports Operations, bringing us some Lebo sounds. Dan Mullen, you know, he's very... an interesting guy. He's a very good football coach. Eli Drinkwitz was very complimentary of him, but he's very different from Eli Drinkwitz when it comes to the social issues and certainly the pandemic. You know, I mentioned yesterday, Todd, that you know I asked Eli just in general. I said, hey, you were the first guy I heard around the country taking your guys down to get them registered to vote. You've been very outspoken that the pandemic is bigger than football and taking care of people's health is bigger than football. I said, what do you think of how your coaching brethren have done? The coaching fraternity, and he wisely said, I ain't been in it long enough to comment on anybody else.
Exactly.
And I thought that was very smoothly done, but I was clearly getting at Dan Mullen, who to me as botch has put his foot in his mouth when it comes to handling the pandemic. How's he doing on voting?
Well, you know, so a couple weeks ago after they lost to A&M, he's like, you know, we the fans were a big deal. I wish we could get 90,000 people in the swamp. And then, you know, they haven't played a football game. Right? Because he's gotten COVID and the team's gotten COVID, all this stuff. So I you could take eight pieces out of this bite I'm going to play right here and write about 12 different stories about it. So that's why I'm going to play this whole chunk here about the election and the fact that the NCAA has said that no student athletes have any requirements to do it all on election day. Okay? So I'll just listen closely to what Dan Mullen says, because this isn't all bad, but it's just it can come off sounding really poor when he talks this long.
It's actually unfortunate to me the NCAA did this. We had a lot of interesting things planned, you know, with the team, because you have early voting. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, we've done a full team registration. We had a team thing set to team vote, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, now what it does is it throws you completely off your game week routine, which obviously to me is very dangerous because, you know, I mean, you're up for the health of the kids, the buildup of the game. You know, you kind of have a set routine, a set schedule, you practice certain ways building up to Saturday, and now you can't do it. And especially here in Florida, where, you know, I mean, most of the guys, you know, most people, I've already voted. So I took advantage of the early voting that you have here in Florida. So, you know, I think it was something that I wasn't a big fan of with the NCAA doing that, and especially here because, you know, our guys have the opportunity. We've done a lot of things with the team planned. We've had to cancel a bunch of those things that we had planned, you know, and we've had to kind of redo this entire schedule. And, it, you know, it messes with your preparation and the physical preparation for the players and the safety of them getting ready for the game. It kind of messes with that. So it kind of disappointing the NCAA did that.
If you're off Tuesday, what do you do Sunday and Monday? I mean, what are those?
Yeah, I mean, we've had to redo the entire week schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, normally we're off on Sunday, and that's a day of rest and recovery after a game. We can't do that now. We have got to go immediately into preparation for the next game. So again, it's a, you know, we're trying. You know, we got to try to. We're doing. We, you know, I think if you know us, safety is number one for us within our program. And but we also have to make sure our guys are prepared and safe for the game. And you know, they've really kind of thrown that off. So I'm not a big fan of that rule. I think, you know, hey, there's plenty of opportunities if the guys to vote early. We had a lot of great things planned for our guys to be able to do that. And if they want to vote on election day, heck, there's plenty of time during the day to go do that, you know, for the guys. So, I mean, they're still, I think they still have classes going on, so they haven't canceled classes. So, you know, I think if there's a big panic, they probably should have just canceled everything that day, make it a national holiday and nobody can't do school, can't do anything that day or something, I guess.
So there's a couple things there. Now, part of it is, the NCAA, because
where do you begin?
Well, the NCAA is a mess, right? So the NCAA,
it's like
the NCAA
Where's
did a
starting?
Great thing and said, "Hey, you don't have to do anything. You get a chance to go vote." All right, but they also said you can't do you now. You really can't do anything. So some of the things he talked about having planned had something to do with like some going to vote and things like that. Well, mm-hmm. so that they've said you can't do that either. So that's the NCAA's issue. But he's just kind of tone deaf when he talks about these things. Oh, woe is me. We have to have practice on a Sunday because the guys are going to get to exercise their right to vote. And not every – the NCAA makes the rule for everyone, right? And not every state has early voting that's easy and convenient to do. And it's just – that's why I wanted to play the whole thing. Just let you hear the whole
All
thing.
All right. So if he was really concerned about the health of the players, wouldn't he have been a little better?
It's number one, Sarin. It's number one.
Number one.
Number one on the list.
Health number one. You know when a coach starts talking about the health of the players? When they're having to do something they don't want to do, right? Remember when Nick Saban had to deal with hurry-up offenses, of which, by the way, he now has one,
yeah.
right? It was like, no, there's too many plays. These guys are going to get hurt. We want to play line of scrimmage, smash-mouth football, because I've got the bigger horses and I want to run over them. Right. Oh, he was worried about the health of his team.
Right.
That's always what they want. Then how about his adjusting the schedule? How about this hypocrite jackass? What do you think Missouri's had to do?
Yeah. Because of
right?
you.
Because of Florida. Because you can't figure out how to get your team ready. Right. Because you can't be inconvenienced and you're going to sit and whine after a loss that you need 91,000 people in the stands because you can't win without it. It's just not right. And it only hurts your team. It doesn't hurt anybody else's team. How dare you? What a complete jackass.
Here's the big problem, Petro. It's who's on the schedule after this game. They ain't playing Vandy. They're playing Georgia. That's what's got him. His week of Georgia's getting jacked up. That's the problem.
It's not, yeah, it's not the Mizzou game. It's yeah. it's the Georgia game. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, listen, first of all, if you wanted to give everybody the day off to go vote, I'm all for it. Those who can, that's the problem, is not everybody can, right? So that's not fair.
And that's why the NCAA stepped in and said, listen, you don't have any requirements as a student athlete on this date.
Yes.
So you can go do it, which is great.
And he's like, well, you know, they can go vote the rest of the day. Well, I don't know. Can they? Or are they going to be at one of these places where you have to stand in line for 11 hours?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what it's like in Gainesville. I don't know what the early voting is like. I know around here, you know, we have two things here. We have Kansas in Johnson County where there's a whole lot of early voting places. And in Missouri, there's no actual early voting. It's absentee voting, right, which is a different thing entirely. So, there, I don't know what it is in Gainesville. I don't know. So, but –
Let me ask you a question, Todd. I was stunned to hear this. Like, I see those lines. I've always thought that was someplace else. How long is the longest you've ever waited to vote?
Well, it probably about an hour or so in 2016 on presidential election day.
Really?
Yeah, it was
a
long
line. You know what the longest I've ever waited to vote?
Probably 3 minutes.
2 minutes, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. However long it took them to find my name at the table.
Well,
I never have.
It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed by how easy it is for me to vote.
Yeah,
we had for the presidential election in 16, a lot of people were out voting, and I went in the morning because it was better for me. I didn't go at lunch. I couldn't go at lunchtime, right? So, but I've never had to wait 4 hours or 8 hours or anything like that. But I've waited a little while.
Dan's practice might not work out just right. Come on,
it's too bad.
It's rough. They're gonna have to work on Sunday now. Oh man. Lebo, you're the man. Always appreciate it, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, Frank Pohl coming up next here in the program.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, how many pitchers have had 4 wins and a save in a single postseason? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.